cliffcentral.com. This is cliffcentral.com.
Yena funa hamba Congo. Hey, what's up everybody? Uma Raza Law, aka Mr. Quan, aka PLIND, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
Yeah, you know what it is. Thank you very much, Maraza, for that wonderful introduction, man. What's popping, everybody? You know you're hanging out with the boys from Unplugged and In Charge every single Thursday, 12 o'clock. I'm so tired of saying that because I hope that we have the same listeners every week because you guys seem to be loyal. You seem to be loyal on our social media platforms. So, I think next year I'm going to stop saying that. You're just going to hear my voice and you're going to know exactly who you're listening to. But you're not only going to hear my voice, you're going to hear the squad, the whole squad's voice, because we don't move one man ever at all. By the way, we're close to that today though, because some of the guys are on holiday, some of the guys are doing their own thing. You know what it is in December, everyone wants to see family, some people want to see their side chicks, but not me and Lesejo. Me and Lesejo out here working, man. We're trying to take advantage of the time off that people go on holiday with to do some extra work. What's happening? Yeah. What's happening, my brother?
I'm chilling, dog. I feel like I'm just here, just trying to work hard and get the vrpa. That's all we want. That's
yeah,
it. Just gonna work overtime on the overtime.
Overtime on the overtime, dog. Yeah. You know what it is. But it's a bit tricky working in December, though, right?
It is, because I mean, like, this is this huge slump because
and
no one's in the mood.
Yeah, it kind of feels like, why are we doing this? Why are we here?
Yeah,
I feel you, dog. But it's tricky, especially because it's supposed to be time to recharge, right?
Yeah. But what I do like about it, though, I don't know if you notice, when you drive around, no traffic.
Oh, man. Of course I noticed that, bro, because traffic is like the thing that drives me right out of my mind. Like, there's nothing that irks me more than sitting in, like, hour traffic just to get somewhere that's 10, 15 minutes away.
It's painful. It literally physically hurts. So for me, I just love the fact that I can go anywhere, anytime. You know, you don't need to think about it.
My G.
You can go at like 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Yeah, I can let me go to the mall.
Yeah.
Because like, you're right. You're legit.
Yeah, you just slide in, slide out. You know what I'm saying? Simple, dog.
Done.
Clean. But yeah, man. So December is supposed to be the time that you're supposed to take to recharge and to really re-energize yourself for the new year. Some of you guys are probably still working. If you guys are listening to this app, then if you guys listen to the Cliff Central app, then you guys are definitely on par with what you're supposed to be doing with your life. Other than that, December is supposed to be the time where we recollect and we re-energize and like kind of plan our 2017 out, right? So we've been thinking about this idea of recharging because we've got a show on Touch Central, which is called Take Charge. And today we did a segment on recharge because we felt like, you know, it's time that we actually do that, or we found out ways how to do that. Because you know, guys like Lesejo and I, who are working through December and who are, you know, pushing our hustles, find it a little bit difficult to recharge.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of you guys out there. So if you guys want to share with us, you know, the ways that you recharge your lives in December, you can hit us up on WhatsApp. Just hold on. Let me just create this piece of paper so my producer doesn't lose her mind. She's nodding her head like she's on ecstasy. But anyway, the number is 079-748-2090. If you guys want to hit us up on WhatsApp there and tell us about how you recharge yourself in this December, we can share some tips because I know Lesejo and I need some. We've been trying to figure it out. But Lesejo seems like he's got a couple of things that's going to be planned, that he's got planned this December to help him do that. Isn't that right, bro?
Yeah. So for me, you know, like I try to push as much as I can, like push it to the edge, do as much as I can, whatever. But literally like last week, a couple of mates were like, yo, listen, Mozambique, let's do it. So like 28th. So basically next week, if guys don't know, Vaughn and I will be standing in for Gareth Cliff in the morning. So we'll be doing that morning show on the 28th. Then like, I think in midday, I catch the flight, go to Mozambique.
Damn.
I think I'm there for like 7 days, come back on the 3rd.
That's proper though.
Yeah, I think, you know, I wish it was longer, but I mean, you know, a week better than nothing.
I feel you, but it also kind of feels like we're living some other rap life, you and me. Like Gareth Cliff show, then we're going to fly to Mozambique, and then we're going to go, whoa, 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 whoa.
You don't even know.
Yeah, no, but it's just, it's just about trying to find a little bit of space in your life to do something that's a little bit away from what your daily routine is. It's pretty important to break that routine. You know, and what was I going to get at? Speaking of breaking routine, you know, this conversation of recharging, it kind of opens up a little bit of a bigger dialogue that I think we can delve into, specifically because you come from that setup in the corporate world. Do you think that, now I'm fairly uneducated in this space, well, not uneducated, I mean I've got a lot of clients in the corporate world, but I haven't specifically worked in a corporate structure for a while, and the one thing that kind of comes to mind when I think about corporate structures is is the overworking of the people that work for them, or like the demand on the people is very high up, right? Because the rich guys want to get more rich.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So do you think corporates do enough to facilitate their employees recharging?
You know what? It's simple things, bro. So let me just answer that question and be like, no. Okay.
Oh, straight.
Straight. Ooh. Oh, straight. That was easy. That was easy.
Okay, I feel you.
And I'll give you a couple of examples, right? So I remember talking to a couple of mates, whatever, and in their companies, they were actually negotiating with management for them to have like a creche in their offices.
A creche for the kids.
For the kids, which makes sense because I mean they're on holiday now, right?
Yeah.
But you still need to do work. So the thing is now, you have no one to look after the kids. Like, why don't you have like a facility where you can look after the kids while you do your work? Just to relieve the pressure. But I think it's because corporates is such a capitalist environment.
Yeah.
Capitalist to the core.
Yeah.
So, you know, naturally the guys will always want to get more value than what they put in, you know?
And they're paying those salaries and that whole like, you know?
But I mean, obviously, given any corporate that you work in, you're probably giving in more effort than what they give, what they're paying.
For real, yeah?
For real.
Sure. Even the guys on the top, like the execs, don't they get like paid exuberant salaries? And
you know what? That's the tricky thing, though.
Yeah.
So they'll suck you, right? Like, you'll work your ass off like hard for about 20 years before you become an exec.
Damn, bro. It's...
You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make sense. So already, even if you are an exec, you make all that money, but like, you paid more than twice or three times.
I feel you.
Than what you should have done. So for me, I don't know. For me, my advice, like, go to corporate, learn how these guys work, learn what they do. Because even if you become an entrepreneur or a musician, whatever it is, you need to engage with these guys because that's where the money is.
That's true. You're gonna always have them in your life.
Yeah,
like that's the one thing I've also realized is that you might not work in corporate or be of a corporate structure, but you're definitely going to work with them.
Yeah.
You're gonna be
affected.
It's inevitable. I mean, I don't work in a corporate structure, but I definitely have a couple of corporate clients, which I've had to, you know, my past experience working in corporate structures as well, sort of my first jobs, and obviously being friends with guys like you and stuff, and figuring it out how it works, it really assists me in understanding how to navigate it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know how to navigate the corporate world, it can get tricky, you know. To
muddy waters.
Damn, bro. It's like
muddy waters.
It's like gangster street out there, bro. Like mafia in the streets, bro. Just chilling at Standard Bank, calling the shots. It's crazy.
So for me, and I keep giving everyone this advice, you know, Vaughn, everybody talks about like, you know, be an entrepreneur, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm always like, guys, sure, do your own thing. I'm not against that. What I'm saying is that go into a formal employment, get a paycheck, understand what the environment is, and then do your thing.
Absolutely, bro. I agree with that because I think one of the things we have available to us today is the ability to get into a job and start to understand what it really takes. Because I think if you go into entrepreneurship from the get-go, it's not like the worst thing. And many people have succeeded at it, but I think the one thing is you go in a little bit more naive than what you would if you, let's say, did exactly what you said now.
Yeah.
Got involved in a company, understood what a paycheck is, understood what PAYE is, having a look at what UIF is and what you're paying for every month without actually paying for it, what they take from you, and how the process works with HR and all that type of stuff. Because when you want to set up a business yourself, if you haven't got the formal education in it, which a lot of entrepreneurs don't tend to have, they kind of drift away from the formal, then you kind of need the experience, or you need a partner that has experience, because you can make a lot of vital or clumsy critical mistakes, you know, on the come up.
They can set you back quite a while.
Yeah, bro. A hell of a lot. Like, I spoke to an entrepreneur who opened his business at about 24 years old. He says that he's still paying for some of the mistakes he made at 24, at 30, you know? So at 30, at 32. So it gets tricky, especially when you get large sums of money coming in and the responsibility around that. And it gets tricky. I mean, it's not easy. But speaking about recharging, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about trying to find ways to recharge in December, especially those guys that are working, that's sort of dedicated to December to getting some work done. One thing I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be taking some time off in January, though.
Yeah.
Towards the end of Jan, I'm gonna be shooting through to London. I've got 10 days there. I'm going to try and just chill out.
That's nice. You're going with alone.
Yeah, I'm going alone, but I got homies that stay there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be staying with them.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. But the reason I'm going is because I got a hell of a Black Friday special. Shout out. Whoa, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Because I was chilling out on the internet and I saw the Travel Starts had a Black Friday special, but they were ending it at 12 o'clock on the Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was 11:15.
Wow.
On the Sunday.
Wow.
I saw 6 grand return. I was like, damn, man. 6 grand return's like 75-50% off.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. I jumped on it immediately. I was like, I'm not sure exactly what's gonna happen during that time,
but I'm going.
So yeah, I'm taking some time off then. It's tricky, and one thing I've learned, bro, about trying to recharge.
Yeah.
You can tell me what you think, because I know you're also quite a fitness guy, like you're in the gym. I think that works. I think recharging sometimes doesn't necessarily need to be a complete escape.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you up your gym routine in December, or you do something that just helps you release.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That helps, bro.
And it gives you energy. And gives you and that's the thing. I think when people think about recharging, they literally think about being at home, series marathon, eating burgers.
Come on.
And like, people are different. Like, and I'm like, listen, we're not saying it's wrong, right? Yeah. You can have that day, not issue. Everybody has it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm totally with you. Like me, I mean, now, like last week, I was hitting gym twice a day.
I saw that, bro. I saw that. I was like, that's dope. That's actually a very good way to recharge, because it's not like the lazy couch potato type vibe. It's like you're on a mission.
Yeah.
To get a better body. You know what I'm saying? Mozambique's come around the corner. You know what's happening in Mozambique. Hey, hey. There's some fire out there, so you gotta come across fire.
So now my question with you is, and this is what I keep, I don't know, for me, relaxing, I almost get a little, I don't know, like angsty, right?
Yeah.
Is it a whole midlife crisis thing, or quarter life crisis in our
case,
yeah.
I got that.
Because like you're almost like chilling. You're like, nah, dog, why am I chilling?
Yeah, you know? Bro, you're 100% right. Like,
you're like, why am I chilling?
What am I supposed to be doing? Like,
yeah,
it's something I'm missing.
Yeah,
like, I won't lie. Like, if I just chill and do nothing, like yesterday, I actually didn't do too much, but I didn't do anything. I didn't do a lot to do with work yesterday. I was just facilitating a few things that need to happen. I was just checking up on some things. But most of the day, I did like basic stuff. Like, I went and I cleaned my house. I cooked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do things like that, which I actually enjoy doing when I have time off. For me, in a weird way, it's actually a bit of a release, bro. Just getting up and sorting things out. I can't just sit the whole day. But even though I did that, there was a large period of the day yesterday where I was on the couch just falling asleep randomly, just like doing nothing, dog. And I swear, I woke up this morning.
Lumming.
Shout out, bro, getting in my feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, just getting stupid, bro. and then I'm just chill. And then I woke up this morning like, yo, Vaughn, nah, bro.
Yeah.
Shake it, break a leg, my G. Yo. Get up and do something, dog. Because I start feeling really anxious. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I start feeling really anxious when I chill. I'm pretty sure it happens to a lot of young people, though.
It does.
Because we feel like we got to be something all the time.
Yeah. And it's like all this pressure. and you're there lumbing on the couch and you're going through pictures. You're like, these dudes are like living their best life. You're like, nah.
You sweet. See Casper standing on two Bentleys.
You're like, what?
What's happening, bro? Yeah, but it's crazy because, I mean, that part of life is so real. You know, the part where we actually influenced by what other people are doing.
It's so real.
And subconsciously too, though. So don't you think another way to recharge? Oh, what about this, dog? What if we recharge by disconnecting from social media for a month? Do you think that would recharge you?
I think the first week, I would feel lost. Because let's be honest. Cause now,
I hear you, dog.
Like, there's an element of, let's see what's happening in the world and let's see if I'm on par. You know?
Dog.
And if you don't know what the competition is doing,
yeah,
with the commas, you're almost like, I'm in the wilderness.
Check out the words, the competition.
Yeah.
They don't even know each other.
You're so right. They don't even know each other.
And check how crazy it is, right? Because I'm chilling on Facebook the other day, right? And I'm going down everything and I'm thinking to myself, this stuff is so in my face, right? It's so a part of my life because I engage with it every day that I am fooled to think it doesn't influence me. And then I was thinking it's a lie, bro. No matter how strong you are, you're slightly influenced, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, check me. Like, you can see your ex-girlfriend. You can see your best friends. You can see what they're doing when they're on holiday. You can see a girl you like, your crush. It's like, it's too much, okay?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, would it be possible to take a month off of it and literally disconnect and cut yourself off and see how you would manage the time that you would be on social media? What would you do with that time otherwise? You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like fasting, right?
It's almost like fasting, yeah. It almost is.
It'll probably be that tough. So like, I'm on like a liquid diet now, right?
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Like, it's so, like, I'll just blend everything.
Oh,
basically.
I see. You're drinking that. That's on my Snapchat. Go check out my Snapchat at Von the Pod. You're going to see what Lesejo's lunch looks
like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just putting everything in a blend and I'm slushing everything up.
Is to cut the stomach up to get that six pack going?
It's actually everything. It's more like a cleanser.
Shout out.
I'm doing
so no alcohol?
Days. Nah, just don't get ahead of yourself.
Ah!
Don't get ahead of yourself.
you gotta put the horns on for that one. If you got Solo Silva's face, he was like, "What? Shit,
what? Madness."
I feel you.
So yeah. Like for me, I was like, you know when people like cut out carbs, bro?
Mm.
Like, and yeah, you know how hard that is.
Ah, that's impossible.
I feel like it's the same thing with social media.
Mm.
If someone's like, "Let me take your phone,"
damn,
and I go live life, I'd be like, "Huh?" I'd be like, "What?"
That's true though. Social media's become like a staple diet.
It has, because like we're on it all the time.
Bro, that's crazy, because I'm thinking about recharging, right? If you guys have just joined us, we're talking about recharging in 2016 during December to be ready for 2017. And we're trying to think of different ways to refresh your mind and re-energize yourself for the year coming. There's been a couple of things, like, you know, increasing your gym sessions, increasing your training sessions during December, which really helps recharge and revitalize your mind and your body. Another one is taking the holiday, which is obviously the natural or the most obvious choice. But then we've gone into a few others, like taking a break from social media, because I think that we think that could recharge you for 2017, but how difficult that is what we're going on about now, because things are getting tricky. But if you want to join in the conversation with us, you can do so on WhatsApp. The number is 0797482090. We've got myself and Lesego in the building talking about how we're going to be ready for 2017. It's been an interesting couple of months towards the end of this year, with everybody doing their thing and getting ready for the December holidays, getting those beach bodies and beach beach bums ready. I know I've tried, but I have failed at getting it ready for summer. I'm probably going to try and get it ready for winter. Because yeah, it just seems to be the story of my life at the moment. But we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back with some more solutions to take yourself to the next level in 2017. Different ways to recharge. Let us know what you guys think, and we can make it happen. Casper Novitz has had a great year. Send me your Casper Novitz challenge pictures. I want to see what cars you guys are standing on. My producer's losing her mind. She really likes the song, and now she tells me I'm ruining it for her. Easy. She says she's going to cut all this out. She's playing games. I think we should start a Twitter campaign to keep it on. Keep it on! I ain't worried about shit.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, it's Tessa Tala, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show on CliffCentral.com.
You know what it is. I don't know what happened there. She seemed to have cut out for a second. Tessa, thank you for that. I really appreciate
Tessa's
it.
Tessa's too lit, bro. That's why I like the mics couldn't do it. That's why I just
you know what I'm saying? The mics were like, yo, man, I don't want to be the side chick. What is it? What is it? I don't be the side dude. Tessa, because Tessa been on that tip,
like,
bro.
Like Tessa's just.
I really don't want to know how she's gonna recharge in December. That'll be interesting. You know what I'm saying? Because she was hella fire when we had her in studio. But anyway, if you guys just tuned in and you heard that song that was playing before, that song is called Problems by an artist called Black, but spelled with a six, L-A-C-K. He is too much. You got to go and download that tape on iTunes. I found it last night. I haven't stopped vibing to it. I had to play it. My producer was losing her mind. I don't know what she was doing. It looked like she was spinning on her head with her feet in the air. I know you can't cut this out of it because this is right in the middle. What's happening? Because she's always telling me she's going to cut out everything I say to her. Try cut that out, baby. We've got a guest in studio right now. If you guys have just joined us, we have been speaking about recharging in December 2016, being ready for 2017. We've spoken about, do corporates do enough for their employees to recharge?
No.
You know, Lesego answered that very sharply. We've spoken about different ways to recharge. We've spoken about increasing gym sessions and getting a bit fitter, which really helps revitalize. And then we spoke about taking a break from social media. We have a guest in the studio with us.
Yeah.
I want Lesego to introduce her.
So basically, I've been asked, people keep asking me, like, on social media, like, hey, what's going on? Like, are you dating anyone? Are you taking? Like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, no, guys, like, unfortunately, like, you know, I'm not available because, like, there's this lady at work.
Woo!
Her name is Rose.
Oh.
And when I look at other people, she looks a little funny, and she's like, listen here. No, I'm playing with you. No, listen, so I brought in Rose. Rose, what's up?
Rose is in the building with us. Rose, how are you? We good, man. I know, Rose, your mic's on now. Don't worry, I got
you.
I'm holding you down.
Thank you,
Papa. So you obviously an employee here at Touch Central, Cliff Central, Gareth, Seaboard Touch, whatever amalgamation they have created. Yeah, little bit of this, little bit of that.
The
like
mess they've you know, done.
The mess they've created. The mess, which is genius, that they've created.
Yes.
So you're working, yeah. Do you feel you need to take a break to revitalize yourself this December?
No.
No.
I don't.
Swag.
That's cool.
I don't. I'm continuing like it's life is happening, guys. At the end of the day, I'm happy for those who are on holiday.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Yeah, do you. We continuing. I'm here. I'm serving my purpose. I'm fulfilling what I'm here to do. I'm only taking break end of Jan. That's when I'm literally taking a break.
I feel you. Yeah. I feel you. Where are you going to go at the end of Jan?
I'm going to Cape Town.
Nice. For a week or two? Or
I'm going to be there in a week, and then a week thereafter, I'm going to Balito.
Nice, man. So you do have a little bit of a plan set out, right?
I do.
And why end of Jan and not December? Do you feel it's too busy in December?
Let me tell you how my life has always been. I've always had this routine that come the first week of December, we all on holiday. Mommy and daddy, we packed, we're going away. And then next thing, you know, I'm like, guys, as we grow old and we are independent and we can do and choose as how we please to live our lives. Number one, I'm pushing a dream and I'm here to fulfill and make sure that dream comes alive. And for me, my time schedule does not allow to take a break during December.
Ooh.
When everybody else is gone, I'm about pushing extra work, making sure that we get the numbers rolling.
Yeah.
You know, keeping the lights up.
No days off.
No
days off. The real stuff. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, if you do have a dream, it is important to achieve it, right? Because, I mean, what's the point of dreaming if you can't go and achieve it?
Nah, that's pointless.
Rose, this is exactly my problem.
What?
See, people like this are my problem.
What?
Here we go.
Here we go. So I was talking to Vaughn about the quarter life crisis, right?
Yes.
Where you actually want to chill, ne?
Yeah.
But because exactly what you said, like the world is moving forward and people are moving fast and things are happening.
Yeah.
You actually realize like, I can't chill.
I can't.
But you see, the thing is, you need to chill because there's going to come a point where you're going to burn out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So even me, like I'm so guilty. So like I was here with Rose yesterday and the reason why I was here is because I couldn't be home doing nothing.
Yeah.
Shout out.
And then yesterday when I was like, okay, but I actually did nothing. You were in studio, shoot, but you did nothing today. You were like, you know what I mean? But like, it's that ants. Like ants in your pants cover feeling. Yeah.
But you know what it is, Lesoka? Even I saw, like, as much as you think you didn't do much yesterday, you, in fact, got schooled on so many things. You spent half of your day with myself and Felicity. We went to buy this hair product, by the way, Vaughn, which is so amazing.
Oh, yeah. What does it do?
I got schooled, so I didn't even know.
This product, by the way. So, okay. I'm a woman, and we experience a lot of things that happen in our lives. Our hairlines recede. We do different styles. We go crazy. So
that's true.
Yesterday,
you guys
myself,
are crazy.
Yeah, we are. So myself and Felicity have been planning to buy this product. By the way, Felicity is the music compiler at Central.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we're like, okay, cool, let's go get it. But it's got a specific place where you get it in Bramfontein.
Okay.
And we drove with Lesego and we schooled him on hair essentials and hair products. And not only from a women perspective, but as a G, you know, it's good to also know and take care of yourself.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
And he saw some things there. He's like, what? There's coconut oil. There's Jamaican castor oil.
Yeah.
There's egg mayonnaise. There's too many different things.
And they're now expensive.
He was shocked, by the way.
The price.
We bought this hair food. It's a tub, I think.
For real.
150 grams.
Okay.
For $400.
Damn, but that's crazy.
You're like,
I thought white people spend a lot on their hair. Well, that's actually interesting. So maybe a way, you know, what I pick up from this is a way that we can recharge in December would be to do stuff we haven't done yet.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think learning cool stuff re-energizes you?
It does.
No matter how big or small.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about that?
No, for me yesterday when I was learning all this stuff, I was like, it's so expensive and I'm trying to get a
Shout out. That's true though. You gotta learn some new stuff and then you gotta learn about how much they cost so that
it's learning new stuff, right? And being exposed to new people. So like yesterday I was with you guys, right, at Touch.
Yeah.
And then right afterwards I was actually with the guys at YFM at whatever that braai that they were having there. And for me it's because I'm from such a corporate, very rigid corporate background.
Yeah.
Yes, for me, media is a mess, hey?
Yeah.
It's a messy situation.
Yeah.
But when you talk to the different people and you're like, oh, okay, so this is how, okay, no, it's just, I was like, oh, nepotism, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool.
Don't start.
But it really is true, though. Korean media is very tricky, and I think a lot of people out here, or probably a lot of people listening to us, they've got very, you know, in-depth interest into getting into media. I've picked that up, though. A lot of people that I speak to just when I'm hanging out, they always come to me and talk to me about how they want to get involved.
Yeah.
So what's interesting in the media world is that your job kind of feels like a lot of fun, because it really is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Especially when you're behind the mics and sometimes like producers, and you're putting together shows, and you're creating content, and it's interesting to create things, and it's enjoyable. It comes with its own stress, but I think in comparison to a lot of other jobs, it can be seen as extremely fun.
Yeah.
And it can be.
Yeah.
So when that's the nature of your work, right? What do you do for fun? You know what I'm saying? Like, how? Because I've been thinking about it. Like,
because your work is fun, right?
It's fun, right? Like, you really enjoy it. You're not pushing a lot of papers. You're really out here just having a good time. So recharging would mean would mean doing something slightly different.
The opposite.
You know what I mean? So what should we do if you're in the media? Should you go to like force yourself to sit in like a room for 8 hours?
Nah. No. You know what I always say, Vaughn?
Yeah. What did you do?
I speak this to one of my fellow colleagues, Kat, who she's a content producer and also takes care of the social media for Touch Central.
Mm.
But half of her time is spent here at work, and she's constantly existing within her work. And I said this to her. I said, I'm grateful that I began in a corporate space before I went into entertainment.
That's exactly right.
And when I joined entertainment, it kind of then showed me that, wow, I actually value the principles and the lessons I learned, you know, in corporate, because it goes a very long way. You are able to literally live a life that is all about, you know, making sure you make it, you do this. In fact, you become so principled that when you come into a space like this, you can choose what to take off the fun. You can choose that, okay, this is part of work. It's fun as work, and then this is the fun that I go home and can still continue and still have fun. So I was teaching, I was like, you need to have a life outside of this fun.
Yeah.
You need to understand that I can go home and literally enjoy a good read. I can enjoy.
Is that why cats are always so grumpy?
In fact, I approached you about this. Her story is deep. We're on a project. It's called Find Cat a Man. And myself and O'Neill on our show, because I produce O'Neill's show 1-2-3, we are looking for a potential to be cat's man.
We're searching high and wide.
That sounds like a campaign. That sounds like a campaign that's got to go viral.
Can you have a lot of money so you can buy like a vrpa.
If you guys know where Lizzo can get a vrpa, or Cat can get a man, or if you guys have any idea what we can do in 2016 in December to recharge and be ready for 2017, please hit us up on WhatsApp on 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. We'd love to hear what you guys are up to, because I don't know, man, the listeners out here, I'm not sure what they do every day of their lives. I'm pretty sure they've got some interesting stories, especially the guys that listen to Touch Central. Damn, I don't know, man. You guys are keeping me busy on that flipping chat line. It's getting crazy.
But hey, yeah, I'm not really sure. No,
like, for real, though.
I don't even want to.
I haven't been that honest with anybody in my damn life. you feel me, bro? You feel me? But it's been crazy. I don't know. The 2016, though, 2016's been a very cool 2016 has been a very cool year for me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one thing I'm going to do to recharge in 2016 is my plan is this, right? This is what my plan is. Literally, I'm going to, after we've done a whole lot of gigs this December and we've maximized what we can as income, I'm going to take a few days off, even if it's just 3 days, and I'm going to finish reading a book. I really want to finish a book that I've started reading, because I think once I've digested that information, I think it's going to make me feel that I have accomplished something outside of the space where I'm supposed to accomplish things.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
And I think in a way that indirectly motivates me to continue doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's,
you know what
good.
I mean? Yeah, I've been reading a book called The Alchemist. Have you guys ever heard of that book? Paulo Coelho? I've been put onto it. Apparently the whole world's read it except for me. Yeah. So I'm like, damn, bro, there we go. That social media problem right there, dog. My competition, in inverted commas, is ahead of me, bro. I'm trying to catch up, man. Next time I'm going to be standing on 2 Bentleys at 27. Whoa, whoa.
Can we get some horns?
Yeah, what the hell? Win again. Yeah, nice. Man. So I think it's important to find little ways to recharge yourself.
How far are you with the book? Have you started reading?
I'm a couple of pages in. It's been really cool. The couple of pages I've read, it really looks interesting. I mean, this guy, about 5 or 6 pages in, and he is an extremely good writer.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an Paulo Coelho's phenomenal.
He's lit.
Yeah, no, he's lit, man. When you read it, you're like, man, shit, I ain't never gonna write that. I'm not even gonna type a text anymore, bro. Like, this guy just killed my whole game.
Like, even now, like, you're talking to me, I'm thinking, I need to read. And I got so many books at home.
Don't you think it's important? Don't you think it's a free way of educating yourself?
It is. Yeah. And you know what the thing is? You know, there are certain things about our upbringing that you're only starting to take cognizance of now. I remember during school holidays, my grandfather had this bookshelf twice the size of what is behind you, Warren. And he would make us rearrange everything in alphabetical order from the author to the name of the book. And then he would ask you a passage like deep in the middle of the book, like if you are reading and you are doing this shit correctly. And that actually taught me so much about reading. It goes with you a long way. You don't have to be forced to pick up a book. You do it yourself because you need to. I think there's a learning curve that we all come across in life.
Yeah.
That there's something I urge for myself to learn within that book and that writer's mind. What was he going through? The context.
That's what I really like. Yeah. I really like to read what they're saying and then think about where the hell were they?
Yeah. was he smoking weed?
Yeah, like, was he drinking
something? Are you guys uncensored, by the way? Sorry.
We are uncensored.
I'm vulgar like that.
Yeah, we uncensored.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah,
so you want to know, what was he drinking?
You know what I'm saying?
What was going through? Was he in a breakup? His wife was fighting with him?
For real.
And you know, Lerato has a book out, and I was saying the story, Lerato Chabalala. I actually want to have a conversation with you one-on-one, and I'm going to go through chapter by chapter. And you must tell me what was happening, because I don't think authors write at a specific moment in time. There's different aspects of what they're going through that inspire for them to write different chapters. So she was like to me, Chomi, you better have a nice bottle of Savannah in your hand.
Okay.
And a nice rolled up weed. I'm that black chick. I have my Savannah dry. Nice joint.
To relax. You know what's going on now. Damn. Yeah, you're together.
I like your bedroom.
Chilling. You know me, though. You know me. This is me every time. Listen to that background music. Tell me I don't have taste, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you're going to get a...
bro, come on, dog. You know, every day.
So to find out then, Rosie, because, I mean, Ron was saying it was a hectic year for you, but you've gone through a lot of changes this year.
Yeah, I
have. Digest the books. How has your year been?
2016, I must say I'm proud of myself. I thought I was strong, but I'm actually quite stronger than what I thought.
Hello.
I could have broken down. It was a tough, challenging year.
Mm.
And then towards the last quarter of the year, I'm very spiritual.
Mm.
God was showing off. Mm. He was showing off. Mm. It was the inception of Touch Central, which to me, family-wise, was I think the peak of our year.
Mm.
And then for me personally as well, in my own personal space, I grew a lot.
That's fantastic. I like when you said that you were stronger than you knew.
Yeah.
Because I think I read this quote. It really hit home. It said, "You only know how strong you are until being strong is all you got."
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's some powerful shit, because you know, just that realization. And this is what's crazy. I know a lot of people can't always afford to go on a holiday, can't always afford to go and recharge.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can't afford to increase gym memberships. They can't afford these things, because life is a crazy, stupid, expensive thing.
Yeah.
Right. But one thing we can do, and I think it's something that young people should always practice doing, is just to free your mind.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Indeed.
You can escape into a book. You can escape into the realization that you're stronger than you thought.
Yes.
You can escape into these little moments that exist in between our crazy busy lives and find revitalization, find a recharge, find a passion again, find a drive again.
Yes.
You know, you don't necessarily have to physically go somewhere.
No.
You can escape within your own space.
Indeed.
You know, I think sometimes that might be what, you know, what will really work.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
This might sound trivial. You know what I've been doing for the last quarter?
Yeah.
In terms of my working out.
Yeah.
Because think about corporate, like, it gives you the illusion that you don't have time.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
Mm.
You know when you have to wake up in the morning, and I do this, like, I told Simpure about this, and he laughed at me.
Okay.
I get up in the morning, and I literally go to YouTube, and I go to, like, gym motivation. And you just sit there in your bed, and you watch that thing, right? And you escape for a second. But it's crazy the amount of energy you get.
Yes.
From escaping into another world and coming back into this one.
Yo, bro. Yeah. And I completely understand why.
You just jump up. You're like, okay, now fuck this shit.
I'm going to do this. I am going to do
this. Like, those waists don't even know.
If that person is doing it, I'm going to do that. You know, back to what you're saying, Vaughn.
Yeah.
I read a passage on Instagram and I came across these words. I was going through something and it's amazing how the universe will redirect messages back to you. And it says, it's okay if the only thing you did today was survive. Hey. We sometimes feel so apologetic about surviving, but yet who guaranteed you survival? Who said you're going to survive?
That's true.
So you better give yourself a pat on the back if the only thing you did today was survive.
You know, there's always some kind of motivation you can find in situations, right?
Yes.
I've been like, you know, the latter part of this year has been a very interesting learning curve for me with certain things. I mean, like, you know, running businesses and stuff, it gets complicated. I'm trying to figure out this tax situation, what's going on at SARS, homie. I'm trying to
shout out tax evasion.
Yeah, like that, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out how much I owe these people, dog. What can I actually spend that's mine? You know what I mean? Yes. Like, damn, it's tricky and it's really been a bit of a stress, you know, coupled with obviously trying to keep the business running from day to day. You know what I'm saying? It's been a learning curve, but it's been something that I found a little bit of how do I explain this? I found a little bit of power. I've drawn a bit of power from it.
Yes.
Because it's been such a rocky-ish situation and something that I'm just trying to come to terms with about how to handle it going forward.
Yeah.
Because it's new, and because it's challenging, I'm like, damn, this is something that a lot of young people don't always go through, that I'm going through as a young person, which is making me, which made me just realize how real sometimes your situation is, you know, and where you find yourself. And sometimes the realization of that makes you appreciate it, but also makes you realize that next year this time you're gonna know what to do, which is a comforting feeling, you know.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's a powerful feeling to find that energy in your small moments that you might find are struggles.
Yeah.
You know? So it's been crazy, man. But the one thing I think we can do, I think Lesego can probably agree with me, is that sometimes it's hard to escape. You know, I'm pretty sure, Rose, you know yourself, like, sometimes life is a lot.
it doesn't even
have a break, though.
It's a lot,
you
though.
Cry
just, you're just trying to figure out why you know what I'm saying, like, damn. You know what I'm saying, like, yeah. So sometimes we know that happens, but one thing you can do is have good people around you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If I can call a circle and be like, yo bro, I feel like I'm going through some shit, man. Like, yo man, I just want to hang out.
It's
or like
hard.
You know, Lesego might have a solution that I haven't thought of yet. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a similar thinker. He's got ideas, you know?
True.
You know, I'm a very capitalist person. People know. Like, for me, it's about the rands and the cents and the balance sheet, what is it, you know?
Yeah.
Let me make sense of this. However, this year I have found the value of people.
Yeah.
Sure, that's a powerful thing. Like, people.
Amen to that.
Like, tickle. Ooh. Wow.
Hallelujah.
People is probably the greatest form of capital, bro.
The greatest form. I was telling my mom the other day, I was like, I studied engineering because I loved numbers. And numbers intrigued me, and I was like, this shit is cool.
Yeah.
And then I went to banking because I liked the numbers with the rands in front of them.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, this shit is cool.
However,
like, after you've gone through that, now I'm starting to find people interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Because people, like, we can, I mean, in here, there's probably like three completely different lifestyles, three completely different exposures.
Yeah.
And just to learn and absorb from people and see what they're saying, you must sit back and you're like, really? Do they really think that?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to think, okay, that guy's an idiot. Like, I don't even know what is it. Or you can just really blow your mind because they have just a whole new way of looking at things.
Yeah.
So from like recharging, take what happened in the year, whatever, just people are different.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true, man. And I think that's you raise a very important point. I think 2016 has made me realize a lot about people in general. The people in the world, the people I'm around.
Yeah.
It's made me appreciate and also to a degree, I felt disappointed in people. I felt a whole lot of things this year, man. And I think it's never a bad thing to feel multiple, you know, different ways. You know, it kind of opens you up to a new way of thinking. But I think one thing I've learned, though, over and above all that, is that I have found a way to look at Lesego and see what he's been doing and see how he thinks and see what he's been, you know, how he approaches certain things, and found a way to draw some
strength.
So draw some inspiration.
Take something.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Take something from him, how he moves. What does he think? Or you know what I'm saying? Like the people that are close to you, you know, a lot of the time people say make decisions by yourself and for yourself. Agreed. But at the same time, when a situation that comes across your path and you've got to choose or you've got to make a decision. You know, I don't think it's the worst thing to think of the people that are closest to you as to what would, I wonder what he would do there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't think that's a weakness. I actually think that's a smart way of approaching it because your mentality, my mentality are different.
That's good.
At the end of the day, I'm still going to make the choice for my life. But yo, man, it's not the worst idea to consider options that you didn't think existed. You know what I mean? So I would definitely sit there and think. And in a way, it's quite interesting though. In a way, it revitalizes me. I feel re-energized because I think I can draw that that power from the people that are closest to me. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed. I must say, I've actually taken so much from this conversation, and I appreciate the invite, Lesego. You know, looking at people and appreciating the value in people, it goes a long way. It now takes you back to, you know, the days where mankind had to survive with one another, live off each other. There's a song by Cook Franklin that says, "I need you to survive." You are literally my survival beam, and if without you, I don't think life would be the same. So therefore, the value of people should be placed high above everything else. And we're living in the, you know, hey guys, 2016, everything is here right in front of us, man. We got everything we need, but we forgot there is, you know, the essence of life, that I need you, you need me. We coexist within one another. And
you know, Rose, I was saying this to a colleague. Now that you said, I was like, you know, where's the ubuntu? So what you're saying is that ubuntu muntu ngabantu.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know?
However, this one guy was like saying, because he was at the bank, he's like, you know what? We have so much ubuntu, Lesego, when we had nothing.
Yeah.
And when people have money, then all of a sudden ubuntu doesn't exist.
Thank you. Yesterday, we were having a conversation, yourself and I, think if you do recall this, we were talking about power and to what extent and what level of power do people think, I do not need the next person. You know? So when you have your vrpa, and you got it all, Lesego. Do you still feel that you need people?
I read that thing somewhere. I said it was you know, it was something a friend of mine posted on Twitter. He said, "Us African people like to share in poverty, but not so much in wealth."
I think when
I read it, I was like, "Damn, that's hectic." And then at the same time, I thought, "But I think it could be applicable across all people."
No, I felt it.
You know what I'm saying? People have been a little tricky this year. You know what
Trevor Noah said? In fact, sorry to interrupt.
No.
Trevor Noah said in one of his, I don't remember the name of that comedy, the actual heading of it, but he said, South Africans, we've become a miserable nation. We've become cold. We don't laugh with each other anymore. We don't, you know, say hello to the, you know, literally in an African culture, when you pass someone you don't know in the street,
that's hectic,
you have to say hello. Like, Sesotho se re madumeha a rekiswe, you know, you don't buy a greeting.
It's for free.
It's for free. It's generic. It's in you that you pass the next person. It's like namaste. I appreciate the person in you. I'm cognizant of the life within you as much as you're cognizant of the life within me. So back to what Trevor was saying about South Africans, and if you're saying it's not only in black people, but people are living for themselves. We've become so
the me.
Yeah.
Do we become dehumanized to some extent? Like we've forgotten that we just, you know what I said the other day? I was like, I can't wait for us to find aliens. I swear to God, I cannot wait for us to find aliens. Because the minute we know aliens exist, watch people come together.
Thank you. Realize, I'm going to need you. You're going to need me.
Yeah.
You know?
If you were the last person on earth, you would look for anybody. Doesn't matter if they're black or white or Chinese. You'd look for a person.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So stop being a dick, bro.
Yes.
You know, in 2017, leave your dickhead in 2016. We don't want, you know what I'm saying?
Nah. We don't want
to. We're not trying to move with you, dog. We're not trying to move with you. You can chill.
We need people. We need soulful people. We need people that are in tune with themselves.
You feel me? We want people to understand that we are one, man.
And we're trying to
build that, and we're trying to shape that. So if you got problems that nobody else really wants to deal with in 2016, please leave them there. We don't want to hear them in 2017. And please let's make January 2017 a little easier to deal with than 2016 was, though. Because January 2016 was like a bro. It was like we just got this new balloon, and then some dick just came and popped it. sort of felt like dog. But year, man. You know, this is, always,
year.
This is always the shortest hour of the week.
We've got the
about,
problem.
We got about 5 minutes left. I think in the spirit of recharging, we've been talking about recharging if you guys have just joined us. 2016 has been a very long, very interesting year. Ups and downs, a lot of good and a lot of bad, collectively and individually for a lot of people out there. But I mean, at the end of the day, we made it through a year. And like Rose was saying, sometimes you've got to pat yourself on the back and say, I survived. Yeah. Because I survived is powerful. When you survive, you've got another day, another year, another life. You got another chance. You feel me? Yeah. And you can make it happen for yourself if you keep that attitude going. So sometimes look at the positive, don't look at the negative. And we've been talking about different ways of recharging in December. Just to recap, we said you can go on a holiday, which is quite the obvious one. And then you can, Lesego was saying, one thing he does is increases his gym sessions because that really helps him revitalize his mind, which I agree with, man. I think that's a very dope solution. Not only does it give you a six pack, it gives you quite a sharp mind. And I know that the man's going to be hitting the beach soon, and then oh lord, just got the Snapchat though. And then we spoke about taking a break from social media. I think, like Lesego was saying, he'd feel lost for a week. And I think I would feel 10 times as lost as him if I wasn't on social media. But a part of me is just tempted to try.
Oh, bro, right?
You know what I'm saying? Oh. I'm just really tempted to just not see what's going on.
Yeah.
And just like live in my own head for a while, you know?
Go back to that 3-10 days, guys.
You know what I'm saying? I really feel like I'm going to go and buy like a 110 Rand phone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put my SIM card in that. And I'm going to have SMSs and phone calls.
Done.
Just for a month.
Done.
Or just for 3 weeks. Even if I can do a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me just take a break.
Recharge.
You know, recharge.
Yeah.
So social media might be an interesting one that we can all do. You don't actually need to have any resources to do it. If you have social media, you just don't need to go on it. I think that could be an interesting one. And then we could read books. We can escape in our own spaces. I think the most important thing we took from today was being able to find the motivation, the revitalization, the energy within yourself. You know, be in your house. You know, watch a good movie if you want to watch a good movie. Read a good book. Finish a documentary, go for that walk you wanted to go on. Do those little things that help.
Interact with new people.
Interact with new people is very important. I think doing things you've never done before,
yeah,
as small as they may be, you really find the energy to keep going. You know what I'm
Word.
Saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're going to have Rose on the show again. We probably might because Rose, you know, is too dope, number one. And number two, it's just Lesego and me cruising
Thank
through this
guys.
December. You know what I'm saying? Lesego and I are putting balls to the wall and we're going all in. I'm not sure if we're going to hear from Rhodes again, so I'd like you to just leave us with your final thoughts for the year. If it was a closing, if it was the 31st, and it was 1 minute to 12, what would you tell people going into 2017, Rose?
Okay, you're now exposing the emotional side of me.
That's fine.
I just want to say thank you to this year for teaching me lessons within myself that I never even thought existed. I'm a stronger, wiser, you know, more careful, less active person. You know, sometimes we need to take it easy. Take it easy. Be kind to yourself, guys. Be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Give yourself a pat on the back, literally, as much as you can. Thank yourself. Thank the people in your space. And family is everything. Eh? I learned that so much this year. So going into 2017, I'm going to hold on to the very things that I survived 2016 with. But I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to have fun in 2017.
I feel you.
I'm going to have so much fun. And fun doesn't mean going back, spending money, going crazy. Nah, I got my first tat this year, like a month ago.
Yeah.
I started doing things that I never thought I would do.
Yeah.
And I'm just living. Live, guys.
Shout out.
Live.
Amen. And to my teammates, hey, switching over to my strike partner, Sakuma Panga. What's good for the year, bro? But you and me on Gareth Cliff's show next week, Wednesday, right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
For me, I'd be like, you've done well.
It's okay. It's okay.
I think there's so much pressure for like people to do well and do extraordinary. You've done well. I promise. Your mom loves you. Your parents love you. You did good.
Run of applause.
That's dope.
Headphones.
drops headphones and moonwalks out of here. Yeah, man. I think from my side, I have to say what would I say to people and about myself right now? I would say it's okay sometimes to not be okay. You know, I think a lot of the time we end up in a space where we're not happy with ourselves, or we feel affected by things that happened in our lives, and we feel like we shouldn't feel emotional about them, or we shouldn't feel sad. Sometimes I think, you know, life is about feeling what you feel when you feel it. Mm-hmm. And it's about accepting those feelings. I don't think it's good to hide your emotions. I don't think it's good to hide your sadness, your disappointment, your excitement, your success. I think you should live it. You know, if you're going through a tough time, live it.
Yes.
Don't let it be, don't let it defeat you.
Yes.
You know, don't take these little things for granted.
Mm.
I think one of the most important things I learned this year is that we need to first feel pain and then deal with it.
Okay.
First feel success and then learn how to deal with it.
Yes.
You know, don't be afraid of being in touch with your emotions.
Yes.
In 2017,
ooh,
we need more people that are in touch with their souls.
Hallelujah.
In touch with their cultures, in touch with their vibes.
Amen.
You know, because those are the kind of people that manifest. You know, I just want to give a shout out to Simpiwe Petros. He's in East London. He says, shout out to my boys Lesego Mapanga and Vida Everything for holding down the Unplugged Radio Show, listening to you guys all the way from the beach.
Ooh!
My man, you can chill out, bro. When you come back, yo, bro, I hope you got a shirt on, because when you come back, dog, I don't want to see Simpiwe, let me say, slash the Senegalese version. You feel me? Because I know you're going to catch a tan, my boy. But yeah, thank you very much for tuning in, guys. You know what this is, Unplugged Radio Show, every single Thursday from 12 to 1. I've got to get off air as soon as possible, because my producer's about to spin on her head again. She's doing it right now. If you guys could see this, it's crazy. But thank you for tuning in. Lesego and I will be on Gareth Cliff's show next week, Wednesday, from 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be holding it down there. And then, just stay tuned to us on social media at Vida Everything, at LSG_Mapanga. That's where you can catch up everything that we up to, and you can interact with us by using the hashtag Unplugged Radio Show. Until next week, guys, thank you very much.
This is CliffCentral.com.
It's Kupu. Yours ain't banging like mine, no. Yo, what's up, guys? It's your girl, Gigi LeMaine, and you're tuned into The Unplugged Radio Show on Thursdays right here on Cliff Central from 12 to 1 p.m., baby. Are you ready?
CliffCentral.com.